Kalim chapter 1, Mishnah 5. Eser tumus poshus min adam. So 10 impurities issue from a person. Issue is not really a great translation, but we'll see now that there's 10 things that happen, you know, to this person, and everything carries with it a little bit of a higher level of impurity. And they go as follows. The first is mechusa kippurim, if somebody was lacking atonement. Now what that means, there's certain kinds of impurity, for example, a zav, someone who's had some sort of emission, genital emission, or a metzora who's got a certain skin affliction. Their purification process involves a whole lot of steps, and right at the end they have to bring a sacrifice. And the sacrifice that they, until they brought their sacrifice, after they've done all the steps, but before they brought the sacrifice, they called someone who is lacking atonement. And someone who's lacking atonement, asa b'kodesh, is forbidden from eating holy foods. He can't eat holy foods. Can do everything else, pretty much. Can't eat holy foods, right? Umutza b'truma b'masa, but he can eat truma for the kohen, and he can, if he's a kohen, and he can eat masa, right? If he was a levi, he could eat masa. Chazel yos tful yom. So if he now becomes what's called a tful yom, and a tful yom is someone who becomes impure with certain kinds of impurity, lower kinds of impurity. He goes to the mikveh that day, but now until nightfall, he's in this in-between stage. He's still impure, but he's got to wait for nightfall to come. And while he's in that between mikveh and nightfall, he's called a tful yom. And this person is asa b'kodesh or b'truma. He is forbidden to eat kodesh, holy foods, and truma. He's also not allowed to eat truma. So the mechusa kippurim could eat truma, the tful couldn't eat truma, the tful yom, other way around. Mechusa kippurim, he is muta b'truma, he can eat truma. This person, a tful yom, is forbidden to eat truma until nightfall. Muta b'masa, but he can eat masa, that he could do, he could eat masa. Chazelios baal keri, so this person now becomes a baal keri, has a seminal emission, and he becomes a baal keri. Now he's also got to purify himself, and until he does that, aso bishlashtan, he can't eat any of those three. He can't eat kodesh, holy foods, he can't eat truma if he's a kohen, and he can't eat masa, he can't eat tithe if he's a levi. Chazelios baal nida, what happens if this person now, and he goes there and he has relations with a nida? Okay, so metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. So now he'll take on another level of impurity, and that is that he will make something impure, like a mattress, the top one as the bottom one. Remember that if there's a pile of mattresses and he goes onto the top one, he'll make them all impure. All, let's say, 10 mattresses over there, he'll make them impure, and so he's taken on like another level of impurity. Now, if the same person, right, it's not even a good day, he now sees two emissions, right? He's now become a zav, which we're going to get to in detail in that it's got its own masechta. But if he sees two emissions on 2 days, so he becomes a certain level of zav, and that's metame mishkav u'moishav. And now he's going to render something impure as a mishkav or a moishav if he sits on it or lies down on it. But tzarech b'yas ma'am chaim, and now he needs to be purified with something that we call ma'am chaim, which is flowing waters, meaning a regular mikveh is now not good enough for this person. He's got to go to a higher level of mikveh, which we'll also get to when we get to Masechet Mikvas, and that is ma'am chaim, flowing or live waters, in order to purify himself. Upatumina korban, but he doesn't yet have to bring a sacrifice to purify himself. Ra'ash shalosh, but if he sees a third emission, then chav b'korban. Now he also, in addition to everything else, he also has to bring a korban. Chazelias mitzorim miskar, if this same person now, unfortunately, gets a skin affliction, right? So the skin affliction that he gets, there's certain kind of skin afflictions where the kohen would put the person in quarantine for 7 days. And then at the end of 7 days, check what was happening with that skin affliction. Has it developed into a proper skin affliction, or has it gone away? And this is a quarantine metzora. And a quarantine metzora with a skin affliction is metame bebia, still makes something impure. If he enters into a room or a canopy or something like that, he'll still make things in there impure, as if he was a full-blown metzora. Upata min apriya, umin aprima, umin hatiglachas, umin hatziporim. But he's not yet liable to let his hair go wild. The Mitzori has to grow their hair and tear their garments. And at the end of it, they have to shave and bring bird sacrifices. So he doesn't have to do that yet because he's not a confirmed Mitzora yet. He's just a quarantine Mitzora. V'imaya Mukhlat. If he was a confirmed Mitzora, he would be obligated in all of these things. Parish mimene eiver she'ein alav basa karav. This poor man, right? Next thing that happens to him is a limb falls off, right? And it's got enough flesh on it. Basa karav. We'll see now what this means. The mission is going to explain for us what basa karav is. Metame b'mago masa. So that limb is now going to make another person impure if they touch it or carry it without touching it. But it won't yet make impure by ohel, meaning if that limb is in a room and you also in the same room, so it won't yet transmit impurity. But if it does have enough flesh on it, we'll see now, now it'll also make you impure by oil if you're in the same room as that thing over there. Shio basakara, and what is this basakara? What's the amount? What's the amount of flesh that it's basakara? And less than that, it's not. It says the Mishnah Kedaila Alos Arucha. If it's got enough flesh, that it will heal. So it's still got enough flesh on it that if it was still like attached, it would heal. That's the amount of flesh basakara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says Im Yesh b'makom echad Kedaila Kifoy b'chut Arav Yesh bo la'alos arucha. He has a different opinion. He says if there's enough in one place to surround it with a woof thread, that then it's considered enough to be healed. Doesn't mean that if you take like the strips of flesh that were on it and you would like wind it round end to end around the bone, and the strips had the thickness of a woof thread, which was like a double thread thickness. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, that's what it means, basakarai, that would be enough flesh to be healed. Brings at the end of Yom Kippur that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. It follows the first opinion that we medically assess if the flesh over there would heal or if it wouldn't be enough for it to heal.